أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح عيسى بن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين ويكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا ومن الصالحين قالت رب أنى يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss verses 45, 46 and 47 of Surah Al Imran. Inshallah. In verse 44, we spoke about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala establishing the Nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by virtue of the fact that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made it clear that O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you were not there when all these incidents had occurred, the birth of Maryam, the nadhar and the vow of her mother, the dua of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam, the glad tidings of a son Yahya, and all of that, you were not there when they vied with each other, wanting the custodianship of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. So how was it possible then that you are now speaking about all of this? The Quran speaks about it. Of course, this was after the advent of the Torah. It was after the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, after the time of the Zabur. So the only possibility would have been the Injil. According to many, many ulama, these aspects in the original Injil in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also non-existent, it was removed. And here the Quran Sharif speaks about it. So this only establishes the nubuwat of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From the very beginning of the surah, we had been discussing that here was a delegation right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from amongst the Christians that were trying to establish the Trinity. They were not wanting to accept Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala now introduces Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam into the equation. And if only we can try and internalize all of this, the establishment of Tawheed at the beginning of the surah, the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the beautiful introduction that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam by introducing his mother, her birth, what had happened, and all of that. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and that time is also worthy of remembering when the Malaika said, يَا مَرْيَمْ, O Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings of a word minhu, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in a more conclusive manner, that she was at a point in time when Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam had come in a human form, and he, in this human form, he informed Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha about this kalima from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Briefly, we discussed this in a verse before this, that this kalima in actual fact was the kalima of the word, the command of Allah ta'ala of kun. Kun in Arabic means be. The command of Allah ta'ala, be or become. And that was in actual fact the word, the command of Allah ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used for the coming of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, for the creation of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no male intervention, there was no father that had intervened in the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was the mere command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is why he was known as Kalimatullah, or bi kalimatim min, like Allah ta'ala speaks about here. Ismuhu al-Masih. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already spoken about his name whilst he was not even born, that his name will be Al-Masih. Now here Al-Masih, when we look at the scriptures of the past, then he was known as Mashiha in the scriptures of the past, in the gospel, and Mashiha in the Hebrew language actually referred to someone that was Mubarak, someone that was blessed. Now some ulama have said, let us bring it into Arabic and we will look at it in the Arabic context of this word. Then we will understand that Masaha in Arabic is something that touches, and then he will be regarded as Al-Masih. Al-Masih. And this is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam, that how everything is interrelated. There's a correlation between all of this. That on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the miracles that Allah ta'ala speaks about in the verses that will come after this, that through the touch of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he, Allah ta'ala had given him the miracle of a blind person, his blindness will become repaired, and a leper, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure him through the touch of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And some have stated through some narrations that at the time of his birth, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had touched Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and by that touch he became mamsuh. In other words, he was touched, and it was because of that, the dua of his mother, of his grandmother rather, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had then given him refuge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected him from shaitan. All of it, Allah ta'ala says, Isa ibn Maryam, his name will be Al-Masih, Isa ibn Maryam, Isa who will be the son of Maryam. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that there is no intervention of his father. When again we look at this word Isa, Ishua, that was known as the biblical term in the original Hebrew. And again when we take it into that language, it referred to a person that was a leader. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants to make it clear to his mother, Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that he will be known, and here is the Quran, till the day of Qiyamah, he is known as Isa ibn Maryam. Now those quarters of the Christians, the Yahud, or whoever they may be, they may try to ascribe and they may try to ascertain his fatherhood to Joseph the carpenter, Yusuf al-Najjar. They can do whatever. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has categorically made it Isa ibn Maryam, that there was no male intervention whatsoever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way is also pacifying her. If we can try to understand that here is a woman, she is untouched, she is unmarried, and this woman was never touched by any male, and now she is getting the glad tidings of a son. What goes through this woman's mind? An absolutely pure, purified woman, a woman that is Allah fearing, a woman that is purified in every respect. She's getting this glad tiding, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling her about the son, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alleviates, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes these fears from her. Thereafter Allah ta'ala describes him. Allah says, wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah. He will be wajih. In other words, he will be honorable in this world and in the hereafter. Of course, a mother's concern will be at that time that I'm not married, I was not touched by any man, I'm going to take this child into my community. What are they going to say about me will be one concern of a woman. But what are they going to be speaking about my child? How are they going to ridicule this child? What are they going to say about him? That is he what we would term in Arabic a waladuz zina? Is he a child that is illegitimate, a fatherless child? what are they going to say about me? Greater concern would be about him. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be keep him honorable in this world. So you should not worry yourself and concern yourself with regards to it. And a very strange and wonderful thing again about the Quran, Allah ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the Bani Israel made allegations against him with regards to his physical composure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had relieved him of all the allegations. So here also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will relieve him of all the allegations, and Allah ta'ala will keep him honorable. Those that will still make the allegations, they will be the ones that will be ridiculed, and they will be the ones that will be dishonored. Wal akhirati. One is the honor of this world, and one is the honor of the hereafter. In the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, undoubtedly he would have honor in this world, and he will have honor in the hereafter. وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. And he will be from amongst the close servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Close servants, insofar as this material world is concerned, he will enjoy a spiritual closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from a spirituality point of view. And of course, this is also indicative of the fact that he will become a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that way also, he will enjoy that closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, notwithstanding whatever people may say with regards to his miraculous birth, notwithstanding that there will be the two groups. One will ridicule and mock him, and the other will then elevate him to the position of divinity. But the truth, it will be always, he will be from the al-muqarrabin, those that will be close to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, he will remain a close servant to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.